Well, hello there. I am not Phil Nee, but I am filling in for him. This is the Pine River Report on WRCO Radio. Feels like old times, but right now I am joined by the man, the myth, the legend, Marty Richards. Marty, thanks for joining me today.
My knees say they're legendary, that's for sure. Thanks a lot.
Hey, whatever you gotta do.
Yeah, I'm doing great. I am doing great. I would say I think we should thank Canada a little bit because I haven't had a lot of chance to go camping this year, but now I am getting the experience of sitting around a campfire. So
yeah, little, you're right.
Little bonus there I didn't expect to have.
I didn't bring the stuff for s'mores, but yep. I get what you're saying. Yep. Yeah,
that can go away anytime now. I'm in.
Usually heading to work and that, I worry about, you know, sometimes fog.
Yep.
This is almost like that.
Yep.
You know, the same visibility, but daytime fog, yeah. Pretty much.
That's wild. That is wild.
So how is the Pine River doing?
Yeah. So as everybody that's in the area knows, and most visitors know this too, we really got nailed about 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, with just, you know, 5-6 inches of rain. And when that happens and it comes fast, then the Pine River floods. And a wise man by the name of Mark McCauley told me once, he said, if the river gets up just to the banks or a little bit over, that doesn't help at all. What you need, if you really want to clear the river out, is you need a huge flood. Well, that's exactly what happened was we got it just above the banks a little bit, and it brought more of the debris down, loose trees, things like that. And so we're fighting through that. As folks might be aware, we have the section open from Rockbridge, the Pier Park, Pier County Park. We've got that open down to the County D Landing for sure. That's a pleasant... not going to have to portage, really nice paddle. And really what's nice about that section, just a great visual limestone, sandstone, rock outcropping experience. So that's really cool. Now, I know a lot of people like to do from Bowen's Mill down to Mill Pond Park, and that is a major pain in our shoulders.
Ah,
in our shoulders.
Nice.
We have a lot of work to do there, and good news, we think we've got some crews that'll be able to work on that this weekend. You know, unfortunately, most people have jobs, can't come in during the week and work on things, so I believe we're going to be able to pay attention to that, and in the next week, get that open. So, for now, though, kayaking on the Pine is really limited to that section from Rockbridge down to the County Highway D Landing, right at Highway 80. An adventurous sort could do the next stretch that is to the, it would be the Highway 80 SR landing. That we would anticipate is probably not too bad either and could still be enjoyable. But I'll tell you what you do if you have any questions, if anybody has questions, or if they're looking to go kayaking, as hot as it is, it's nice to get in the river, cool down a little bit. You can call 13 Pines RC. They provide all full outfitting services, ferrying service, whatever you're looking for, just give them a call, 608-608-0932. And Jen, Graham, Dennis, somebody there will help get you connected with what you need to know.
Well, Mother Nature never really plays by our schedule, but like you said, there are some really good spots that people can start off at. A great starting off spot anyway is when you're talking out there in the Rockbridge area.
It is. You know, from folks from outside of the area, they really enjoy that stretch because that's one of the features of us being in the driftless area, is that karst limestone, karst sandstone, rock outcroppings. When I talk to visitors to the area, I said, you know, if you want a kayak, you're at an adventure that want to try that, I say it's a little bit like going to Wisconsin Dells without all the noise and all the people. And I've had people come back and say, you know, you're right. That is visually a really pleasing and enjoyable stretch.
It is. And like you said, when you don't have to worry about all the noise and that, you can relax and just take it in, especially when you're dealing with hot temperatures. Maybe being near water isn't the worst thing.
No, it's not. You're right. You're right. So, and you know, if kayaking isn't your thing, the Pine River bike trail is in good shape. We had to clean a few trees off from that, and that's taken care of. But also, this is a huge weekend for community celebrations. So
you're right. Yeah, we're talking, well, even here at the station, we've been talking a lot about you have Boaz and you have Cass, both with huge events going on. You can really take your pick, and you can't go wrong.
Yeah, I tell you, up in Cazenovia, they've got a couple of things. If you're trying to decide which night you go where, what night do we go to Cazenovia, what night do we go to Boaz, I would suggest Friday, July 17th, you head up to Cazenovia, because from 8:30 p.m. to midnight, they've got Swing Crew playing. Now, for anybody who's ever seen them, I don't need to say anything else. For anybody else, if you like a really entertaining, it's not just a rock country band. These guys, it's almost like a comedy routine with fantastic music and crowd interaction involved. I'd encourage on Friday night up at Cazenovia. That's going to be a really cool event. And then, of course, Saturday night, they do. They're loaded on Saturday with things that are happening. And they do have fireworks up in Cazenovia. Yeah, fireworks in Cazenovia every night. But on Saturday night, it'll just be the kind of fireworks most people anticipate that they'll see. So those are kind of the highlights in Cazenovia. Boaz, I'll tell you, it's kind of hard to pick which one's the best, because they're real well-known Friday for their fish fry at 4:30. That starts. And then, of course, they have one of the last remaining softball tournaments in the area on a community celebration. It used to be everybody had one.
Right.
And ton of people, you know, they even had old-timers softball tournaments, which, holy cats, I'd be an old-timer now. that just hit me.
Hey, your word's not mine.
You may have to resuscitate me now. That just hit. But used to be that there were a ton of softball tournaments, but if you enjoy a good softball tournament, Boaz has one of the last ones playing in the area, and so that's always fun to watch. Also, cornhole tournament in Boaz on Saturday. They have their fireworks also at 9:30. And then on Sunday, they've still got their Boaz Saddle Club and Horse Show, which is pretty phenomenal as well. So, you know, I'm just touching on a few of the things, just trying to give you an idea of what might attract you the most. Boaz does also have live music every night. Saturday night, Donnie Rizek is playing in Boaz.
That's right.
And that's a local favorite. And for guests, you'd enjoy Donnie as well. So there's, you know, between Boaz and Cazenovia, you really can't go wrong. There's all sorts of entertainment, a lot of activity, and fireworks, you know, in both locations on Saturday night. You know, I've been to Boaz on a Thursday night and had good fireworks too. So
that's true.
again, this is more of the traditional fireworks show on Saturday night in Boaz. So
a lot more colors.
There you go. I'll go with that.
Yeah.
It was colorful the night I was there.
There you go. Exactly. It's very distinct, the two right there.
That's how memory serves anyway.
But yeah, I mean, in our area right now, when it comes to tourism, we're thriving, it's alive and well, and really so many things you can take part in just in our neck of the woods. But one thing I wanted to ask, since this is the Pine River Report, is have you been to the Branding Iron recently? Have you either ate something really interesting, or have you sung an interesting song?
Well, I'm a little bit of a regular at the Branding Iron, I'll be quite honest. And I am a charter member of the Branding Iron Wine Club. But what happens at the Branding Iron Wine Club stays at the Branding Iron Wine Club, so I can't tell you much about that.
Understandable.
However, for those out in the public wondering, this is the weekend to go up to the Branding Iron in Lime Ridge, because they have a huge weekend planned out. So as typical on Friday, and so they're open Thursday night. You'll hear this on Thursday. If you're looking for a really good burger that is from a local farm, so that they're serving their own beef in their hamburgers at the Branding Iron. They raise the steers just down the road. So Thursday night, their burger menu. Friday night, their fish fry, which I would argue is one of the better ones in the area, or one of the best, quite honestly. And then Saturday night is their wood-fired pizza night here this weekend. And for those, again, for those who have been to the Branding Iron's wood-fired pizza nights, and they kind of alternate them from weekend to weekend, but this is the Saturday night you want to go. And they have unique menus. They always have a traditional that's really good. But some of the selections are some that you would not imagine would be on a pizza. But those are outstanding. And that is this Saturday, the wood-fired pizza night. But then also they have a special event on Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
So on Sunday, and they do this once a year, they have their barbecue rotisserie chicken.
Oh.
And the rotisserie chicken up at the Braining Iron on Sunday is outstanding. I feel very comfortable saying that. But then there's an additional treat on Sunday, and that is they're having their open mic day. So they're doing the open mic from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. The barbecue chicken serves from 9 to 5. And there is really a special treat in that Eric Tesmer is part of the open. So I know some folks are like, wait a minute, isn't he a professional artist? And he is, absolutely, appearing at an open mic in Lime Ridge. Also, his partner in crime, Doug Duren, they host it together. And really, I've been to several of those open mics with Doug and with Eric, and just fantastic. And when Eric's there, the group of musicians that kind of show up, they're very interesting. I've seen everything from an accordion player to keyboardist to a poet. I have seen pretty much, I saw a fellow that plays cigar box guitars. So a literal guitar made with a cigar box being
his own creation.
Actually, that's his thing. He makes those. Yeah. And he's a local too. And you wouldn't know unless you show up at the open mic up in Lime Ridge to see what's going on. So I'd really encourage folks, if on Sunday, if you're trying to figure out what to do, or you're all Boaz or Kazd out, Lime Ridge would be the next place to go. You can, that's the beauty of it. You don't have to make a meal all weekend. Mm-hmm. You can just travel around and check out the good food. But Lime Ridge, Sunday, July 19th, barbecue chicken is from noon to 5. And then the original works open mic 1 to 4 featuring Doug Duren and Eric Tesmer. I think that's a good plan for a fun weekend.
I actually have a working understanding with them that I don't show up for the open mic night. It's like a payment thing.
They give me free food.
Yeah, exactly.
We have an agreement. I also have an agreement much like that in that, you know, it's free to sing at the open mic, but they pay me $20 not to sing. So
see, that's a different, hey, that's notoriety there.
It's the same kind of, you know, deal. kind of the opposite NIL deal college athletes are getting.
Hey, I still tell people I'm on a contract basis. So, you know, it's
if you don't have to explain the contract. It's just, hey, I got a contract.
It's all in the details.
There you go.
Well, thank you very much for joining me, Marty, on this week's version of the Pine River Report. Lots of things to do here in Southwest Wisconsin, so get on out there.